Hello. I feel like a stranger right now, but yet I feel so normal at the same time. Well, let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your presence, God. I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you that everything you have for us is good. Everything you do is good. Now just pray, Lord, you give me spiritual words to go with everything that you've put in my heart. In Jesus' name. Am I? What about now? Am I coming through? How about that? Okay. So when we were worshiping before church started, the service started, the song Foundation, I can't think of the actual name of the song, but y'all know what I'm talking about. I was just worshiping, and all of a sudden the Lord said, listen to what the song is. And I went, oh my gosh, because this is what I, because that song is Matthew 7:24-29. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, the floods came, torrents came, and the winds blew, slammed against the house, hit hard, but that house was built on the rock, and that house did not fall. And as you read on down, it talks about when you don't build your house on the rock. But it gets to verse 28, and it says, when Jesus had finished speaking, telling that story about your house being built on the foundation, when he finished these words, the crowds were astonished and overwhelmed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority. In Hebrews 5:8 talks about the Jesus. Let me just read it. Well, Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Even Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. After that story about building your house on the rock, if you jump over a few stories, it says, we all know that. Everybody in here knows that scripture, that even Jesus learned obedience through suffering. Does everybody know that that says that in the Bible? Okay, that's Hebrews 5:8, if you need to look at it. Okay, if you jump over a couple miracles after Jesus tells that story, I'm in Mark, no wonder I'm not finding it. It goes over to where they were in the boat, and the winds came, the storm blew up, and the disciples got very afraid, and all of a sudden, Jesus got up, and in the authority that he had learned and grown in by the things he suffered, he spoke to the winds, and he spoke to the storm, and he said, stop. And what happened? It says in the scripture, the storm didn't just stop, and then there was leftover waves that were rocking the boat, but the storm was gone. It says it became completely still. The whole, everything, just still. The waters were still. It was as if there was never a storm there. So I was getting ready this morning, and I was like, oh, Lord, today's my day, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to talk about. And while I'm getting ready, Grace walks in there, and she goes, Mom, she said, how do you not be afraid of things that are going to happen? How do you not, I wish I could remember exactly how she worded it, but basically she asked me, how do you get to a place where you're not afraid of the things that are going to happen? And a lot, and I've had all my daughters that say this to me one time or another, just talk about, they're afraid, like they're afraid of, you know, what if this happens to them or what if this happens? And so I just looked at her and I just said, Grace, I can't promise you, and this is true, I can't promise her she's not going to go through trials, and I can't promise her that she's not going to get her heart broken, but I can promise her that she is going to. I can promise her she's going to go through trials, and I can promise her she's going to get her heart broken, and I can promise her life is going to be hard sometimes. And I said, but Grace, it starts way back here. It starts back here. It says here in Matthew. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. I said, it starts way back here. I said, Jesus spent 33 years. I don't really know what all went on in Jesus' life in those 33 years. We have a little bit of a few stories, but we don't know the whole story of what went on in Jesus' life. But we do know he had many occasions to learn obedience. We know he had many things that happened that he became that person who, standing on that rock, walked in authority. He walked in authority to tell the storms and the warfare to stop. So I was telling her, Grace, it starts right now. What is something the Lord's dealing with you on? What is something God is saying to you? You start now surrendering. Jesus was completely surrendered to God, completely surrendered to the Father. He was going to obey in every way. And because he was going to obey in every way, he walked as a wise man. He was a wise man. That every time he encountered a storm, he stood on that rock. He stood on that rock, and he kept his eyes on the Father, the joy that was set before him, until that storm passed. But he did it in authority. He knew the storm would pass. He knew the outcome would be good. But it starts in the small things where we go, and if it's a little attitude, or I have something right now that God's dealing with me on, and I've been hearing this little voice in my head basically asking me, why are you afraid? And I'm afraid for somebody, okay? I'm afraid of what somebody might go through. And the Lord's just been really just been this little voice in the back of my head, and he's saying, you know who I am. You know who I am. Why are you giving into this fear? And it just hit me. I thought, you're right, Lord. I have to listen to every little word you say. Right now, I've got to give these little foxes of fear to you. I've got to give this. Not the very fear of something happening is what God wants to put to death in us, right? He wants us to give that over to him. I've got to, and that is building your house on a sure foundation. You're not building it on the hope that nothing will happen. You're building it on the foundation of I'm in Christ. My foundation is him. And no matter what comes my way, I'm going to be okay. I'm not only going to be okay, I'm going to be more than victorious. Whatever comes my way, Jesus Christ in me, the foundation that I've built on, is going to be more than able. And he's going to give me all his promises. I can stand on the fact that he's going to replace mourning with joy. He's going to take sadness and give me gladness. He's going to take downtrodden and cause me to dance. I can stand on that. And the more we start at the little places, Lord, oh my gosh, am I getting an attitude here? Father, no. Lord, I thank you that you're doing my life this way. I thank you that I'm facing this right now. That's building your house on a foundation that's not going to crumble, because you're not building it on, again, I say, it not facing hard times, but you're building it on the one who's going to walk you through it. And then there comes that place where you just begin to believe. You begin to believe with so much authority. Your prayers, you begin to pray for those situations, and you begin to pray in authority. You begin to pray knowing you're going to make a difference in your prayers, that God is going to do it. And so the Lord, in building our foundation on the Lord, those little foxes way back here and getting to here, the Lord is teaching us, y'all, to be a people of authority. He's teaching us. He said that greater miracles will we do. We're not going to do greater miracles if we don't walk in authority. So just like Jesus, we have to start every second, every moment, giving God, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to this situation. Yes, Lord, you exposed this. Yes, you did that. Yes, this person said that. Whatever. You just, every single situation, you have to build on that rock. Surrender. That's building on the rock. Surrender. Because, y'all, we are talking about end-time revival. We are talking about generation that needs to hear that they're loved. And God wants to show them they're loved. And the only way we're going to be able to show them they're loved is if we're walking in authority. Amen? Amen. So, Lord, just cause that to go deep and give us complete surrender. Let us build our foundation on you. In Jesus' name. Amen.